BBC News with Neil Nunes. A growing number of Republicans are joining calls for a full investigation following the second fatal shooting this month by U.S. federal immigration agents in Minneapolis. The Republican Oklahoma governor, Kevin Stitt, told U.S. media that federal tactics and accountability have become a growing concern for American voters. Speaking to the BBC, Danny Nadeau, a Republican state representative from Minnesota, appealed for calm and a scaling down of the rhetoric.
I'm disappointed in dangerous narratives wherever they come from. If they come from Kristi Noem or if they come from our governor, who is basically saying that resistance is necessary and justified, that you can ignore federal immigration officers.
More than a million households and businesses across the United States are without power as a massive winter storm hits vast areas with dangerously cold conditions. More than 10,000 flights have been canceled. Two people have died from hypothermia in Louisiana. States in the Northeast are preparing for worsening weather. This report from Helena Humphrey.
From coast to coast, much of the United States is coated in snow and ice. A state of emergency has been declared in at least 23 states. In the southern state of Mississippi, snow plows are battling to clear the roads, only to find them blanketed white again within minutes. Residents have no choice but to hunker down. Forecasters warn the danger may outlast the storm itself, with the bitter cold expected to last days.
Israel says it's searching a cemetery in northern Gaza for the body of the last remaining hostage taken during the October 7th attacks. Ron Gavili, a police officer, was killed defending his kibbutz. The failure to return his remains risks delaying the second phase of the Gaza ceasefire deal. The first phase, which started 3 months ago, has seen hundreds of Palestinians killed in Israeli attacks. Hundreds of women have been demonstrating in Turkey's biggest city, Istanbul, to demand action against femicide or the killing of women because of their gender. It's after the remains of Dodona Hokimova, said to be an Uzbek national aged 37, were found in a bin on Saturday night. She had been decapitated and severely mutilated. Here's Mimi Swaby.
Police say security camera footage from Saturday showed two men dumping a suitcase in a different bin to the one where her body was found. They've detained three suspects, two of whom are Uzbek men who were intercepted at Istanbul airport while attempting to leave Turkey. Turkey does not collect official figures on femicides, but figures compiled by rights groups suggest the crime is on the rise. They say last year, about 600 women were killed by men or found dead in suspicious circumstances.
World News from the BBC. The United Nations says it's gravely concerned that a senior military leader in South Sudan has ordered mass violence against civilians. On Wednesday, General Paul Nang Majok ordered troops to, in his words, crush a rebellion in the Jonglei region within 7 days. Forces aligned to South Sudan's opposition have captured several areas in recent weeks. Police in Portugal say they've seized what could be one of their largest ever hauls of cocaine after recovering almost 9 tons of the drug at sea. The narcotics were intercepted on a semi-submersible in the mid-Atlantic on its way from Latin America. Alison Roberts is in Lisbon.
300 bales of the drug were found on a semi-submersible, a vessel that can operate just below the surface of the sea. It was intercepted in the mid-Atlantic in what Portuguese police called conditions of extreme difficulty due to adverse weather conditions. Several dozen bales of cocaine sank along with the vessel, but its four crew, a Venezuelan national and three Colombians, were detained. The seizure comes just weeks after Spanish authorities made what they said was their largest ever drug seizure of over 9 tons off the Canary Islands.
President Zelensky has said a U.S. document outlining security guarantees for Ukraine is ready, and he's waiting for a time and place for signing it to be confirmed. Mr. Zelensky said for Ukraine, security guarantees meant first and foremost guarantees from the United States. At least 20 people have been taken to hospital in Brazil, with 8 in a serious condition after lightning struck a group of people in the capital, Brasilia. A video of the incident shows people huddling around barriers in wet and windy conditions. There's then a huge crack of lightning and some people fall to the floor. That's the latest. BBC World News.